Hello, I'm Tara, and this is You Should Write a Book, the podcast. This is my series called Stroke of Genius, a memoir. This is a video that I'm going to talk about looking for a job for someone who might be having experience in being disabled. Just a few things about what has happened in my life. It's important in the context early of in 2023, I didn't know that I wasn't well. I had toxins going through my body. I was working. I had a job. I knew I wasn't doing well. But I didn't know that I wasn't sick. And it was, you know, other people get gallstones in the and I didn't. I had a dead gallbladder, so I had gangrene, and so it had been affected me for a long time, months before, and I didn't know that was happening. So I had surgery in July, and then I had complications after the surgery, and so that was fun. And then I was feeling better physically, and then I had a stroke. So it was 2023 is not a great year. Anyway, so I had a stroke, and it affected my left brain in the language center. So you may notice that I'm not always fluid in my speaking. I have something called aphasia. So not only does it affect my speech, sometimes just trying to find the word, I get confused sometimes just with the words, and I can't also create a sentence. I'm really good at making things like point form, but I can't really do as sentences. I can't. Anyway, there's a number of ways that affects my ability to communicate. So this is what to talk about. The difference between what is happening to me and my brain and what is happening either in my speech or in my writing abilities. The interesting thing is that my brain is actually functioning, that it's hard, is better than I've been doing for years. It's been I had a number of sickness, and now everything is really clear in a way that I haven't been in a long time. I think it's because they did this amazing stroke thing after, I call it, they and they went and treated the stroke just within a couple hours of getting the stroke. So it's very interesting to me to talk about the ways that our communicated are different than what is happening in my brains. So all of the skills that I've had for my career are still there. They just it's just a little bit difficult to talk about those kinds of things. So I wanted to talk about those ways, about how to look for employment for someone like me, who is essentially a professional communicator. That's kind of who my thing, that's who I am. And someone who is based on creating relationships. So as I said, all of those things that I've been talking about, as far as the skills, I was an executive director of nonprofits. It was like a $1.5 million fundraising campaign. I've done all of my fiduciary responsibilities for $1 million budgets. I have been a public speaker, obvious as a preacher, but also as a group facilitator, someone who has been doing those kinds of things for a number of years. And now my speech is not as fluid as it used to be, and I glitch, I think, sometimes with the finding out the word that I'm trying to get out. It is very difficult to understand that I'm still the same person with all of those skills that I've had in my career. I worked with developmentally handicapped adults. I specialized in autism. I worked for a lot of time with acquired brain injuries. I was a preacher and a priest for 14 years. I had a specialized with my degree from Trinity College at University of Toronto as a counselor. One of the most favorite things that I've ever done was doing the marriage preparation course for hundreds of couples. And I got in trouble because I kept remembering I wasn't talking about God enough, because I wanted to give people the skills, the relationship building skills that they had to have a successful marriage. So it's I don't know how to look for work and to be able to have all of those skills that I've always been having and relying for all of these years. When I think about the people that I connect with on LinkedIn, maybe I'm asking about how you might be able to look for some or find someone who having some a disability. It's not me. I'm shocked at how many aphasia patients I've been connecting with over on YouTube and through with my podcast. And it's been so experienced. It's so beautiful to me to be able to to talk about my experience about being a patient and what it's like to kind of navigate the world when you have aphasia. And that's kind of who I am. I like to be able to talk about my experience and find out where my story is related with your story, kind of defects about who I am. I've taken mediation. I was a divorce mediation. I ran a business for a number of years. All of those skills are still there. They're there. For someone who is an employer, either in nonprofits or any other kind of organization or company, how how would somebody, an employee that you had that, how would you able to help navigate that and navigate employment as someone like me who has a deficit? There's so much better since I've gotten there, and I know I'm not the other people that are the other, you know, there's lots of us like there. I'm looking for some advice, I guess. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to talk about this and the issues that I've been going through navigating through aphasia. I'm very grateful for all of the people who have been reaching for me or out to me for a number of years in the month or so from the YouTube videos talking about Stroke of Genius, a memoir, and my podcast. So I'm very grateful. I'm so grateful. And if you can continuing to relate, getting back to me on tara@trlconsulting.ca. I had to memorize that a lot, even though it's my own website. tara@trlconsulting.ca. I'd like to be able to having the conversations. Thank you for taking this time. I appreciate that. And I hope everything is going really well. Thanks. Bye.